Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，救主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。
Our merciful Father, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you.
您顺利地带领我们进入第三个晚上的布道会。
You have successfully guided us through the third day of our evangelical service.
在几个晚上，您亲自带领吸引很多朋友到你的面前来敬拜您。
In these few nights, you have personally attracted many truth seekers and friends before you to listen to your words.
让我们可以除去我们的怀疑，接受您所我们预备的信仰。
Let us cast aside our doubts and wholeheartedly receive your faith.
让我们了解，在人生虽然有苦难，但是呢，在你里面有平安。
Please let us understand that we have labors and toils in this world, but we can achieve peace in your arms.
让我们能够用信心从风闻能够到眼见，能够亲自的来体验你的恩典。
With our faith, please let us truly experience and touch you.
主啊，在过去这几堂布道会当中，你将宝贵的真理阐述以我们知道。
Lord, in these couple of evangelical services, you have, through your spirit and your words, granted us your salvation.
主啊，你的话语是何等的宝贵，何等的甘甜。
Lord, your words are very sweet and very tasteful.
求你继续今天晚上赐给我们你美好的福音。
Please continue to grant us your blessing and your gospel today.
求你再一次的赐给我们一颗敬虔安静的心。
And please continue to grant us a peaceful and a revering heart.
让我们能够抓住你宝贝话语的应许。
So that we can grasp tightly on your precious gospel.
能够接受你做我们生命的救主。
And so that we can open our hearts to receive you as our Lord of Savior.
能够早早的享受你为我们所预备的安息。
And we can receive your peace and rest aside for us.
能够对永生有盼望，有把握。
And so that we can obtain hope of salvation.
再一次的将今天晚上的时间交托在您的手中，主啊。
Once again, we grant the following session into your hands.
愿你垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear or listen to our prayers.
愿你的圣名被万人所崇敬。
And please have your spirit be revered by everyone.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，我们很欢迎诸位朋友再一次的来参加我们的聚会。
Thank God once again that we have friends and relatives among us today to worship God with us.
继续请圣和班教会圣和西教会的诗班来跟我们一起歌颂天上的神。
Now we'd like to ask our San Jose Church Choir to present a few hymns to praise our Heavenly Father.
再请车传道为我们见证神的福音。
Then we will have a sermon by preacher 车。
感谢主，欢迎各位亲爱的朋友继续参加我们最后一晚的布道会。今天圣和西诗班要为各位献上两首诗来赞美神。第一首104首《深爱耶稣》，第二首《好牧人之歌》。
Hallelujah! Thank God that all of us can gather here to worship Him. And tonight, the San Jose Choir would like to offer two hymns to praise the Lord. The first is hymn "My Jesus, I Love Thee." The second is the Song of the Shepherd.
感谢主，我们听完诗班赞美神的诗歌，我们接下来奉主耶稣的名来做见证。
Thank God that after we listen to such a wonderful hymnal presentation, let us continue tonight with listening to the words of God.
我们晚上要来谈人生的问题。
This evening we would like to discuss the notion of life.
我们今天都活在这个世界上。
We all live in the same world today.
我们活着就是今生。
We live each day.
人有一天要走完世上的路程。
And every one of us one day will end our journey on this world.
但是生命的结束是何去何从？
So where does one go after life ends?
生死之间总是带给人很多这个疑惑的事情。
A lot of times the beginning of life and also the conclusion of life causes people to be perplexed and confused.
尤其死亡是不能经验的。
Especially death, you can't really experience death.
但是我们必须要去了解去认识它。
However, we do need to understand it and learn about it.
让我们活着有盼望。
So that when we are living, we are living of hope.
圣经里面有一位叫做摩西。
In the Bible, there's a person by the name of Moses.
他是以色列的民主救星。
And he is considered a savior of the Israelites people.
当以色列人在埃及做奴隶的时候。
When the Israelites were prisoners or laborers in the land of Egypt.
天上的神借着他来带领以色列民出埃及这个走旷野进迦南。
Our heavenly God through Moses led the Israelites out of the land of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
这位伟大的摩西神给他活到120岁。
And this great character Moses, God had allowed him to live until he's 100 some years old.
当他80岁的时候。
When he was about 80 years old.
他带领以色列百姓出埃及。
He led the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
他体会人生很多事情。
And during that time, he experienced a lot of things in life.
因为他曾经过王宫的生活。
Because he once was living in wealth in the palace.
也曾经做这个旷野的生活。
And also he had once lived in the wilderness.
他一生的经历其实是非常的丰富。
So he has experienced a great deal of different things in his life.
他留下一篇非常有名的诗篇。
And he left us a very famous psalm.
他告诉我们什么呢？
What did he tell us?
我们来看诗篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90th Psalm.
请看诗篇九十篇。
90th Psalm.
诗篇九十篇。
90th Psalm.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地根世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。第一节跟第二节是讲到神是永恒的。
Here it tells us that God is eternal.
他是从永远到永远。
He is from everlasting to everlasting.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
到这个第十节
From verse 3 to verse 10
谈到人生是有限的。
Talks about that the days of man is limited.
神是永恒无限的。
But on the other hand, God is everlasting.
那人是有限是短暂的。
But humans are limited and their lives are interim.
所以他对人生的描述。
So this psalm gives a description of a person's life.
我们来看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
你使人归于尘土，你说世人要归回，这个就是寄居的人生。
Verse 3, it says, You turn men back to dust, saying, Return to dust, O sons of men. And this is indeed the life of a person.
人生有来有去。
And we come and go.
出生叫做来，死叫做去。
And when we are born into this life, we come into this life.
所以有一天呐，人都要归回。
And one day, every one of us shall depart from this world.
寄居做客旅。
Because we are only sojourners in this world.
第四节。
Verse 4.
在你看千年如已过的昨日，又如夜里的一根，千年如一日。
Here it says, for 1,000 years in your sight are like a day.
一日也如千年。
And a day is like 1,000 years.
神不在时间里面。
God is not limited in time.
因为他是超越一切。
Because he surpasses everything.
但是在人来讲。
However, to humans' perspective.
人在时间的刻画里头。
What does time mean to men?
其实是非常有限的。
And we are very limited.
如已过的昨日。
And just like each day passes by,
有限的人生,
we are limited by time.
如夜里的一根,
just like a watch in the night,
是短暂的生命,
our lives are short.
你叫他们如水冲去,
and our lives are just like a spring of water passing by.
人生像流水。
And our lives are like
过去就不复还,
the streams. And once it passes by, it doesn't come back.
也如睡一觉,
just, or it could be described as a sleep.
因为人生如梦,
because our lives are like dreams.
等到你梦醒的时候,
when you awoken from your dream,
你又觉得原来如此,
and you find yourself in vanity.
所以有人说,
that's why some people say,
真的人生如梦。
Lives are like a dream.
有一个老师问学生,
there once was a teacher asked his student a question.
你们有做过梦吗?
Have you all had a dream before?
小朋友都举手。
And every one of the students raised their hands.
大家都很高兴，有做过梦。
And they were all happy to respond that yes, we all have had a dream before.
老师问说是黑白的还是彩色的。
And the teacher asked, is in your dream, do you remember, was it black and white or was it in color?
小朋友很老实啊，有的都记不大清楚。
And the students at their young age were very naive and they could not really remember very well.
你能不能谈一谈做梦的感觉？
So the teacher wanted the students to describe the feeling of what it felt like in a dream.
有一个小孩就很勇敢站起来。
So one student bravely stood up.
说老师啊，我做过一次梦。
He said, teacher, I once had a dream.
本来我做梦的时候，在吃糖果啊。
When in my dream, I was eating a candy.
可是妈妈，叫我起床了，结果一叫，糖果不见了。
But when my mom called me up, woke me up from my sleep, that candy disappeared.
有时候我们觉得人生有很多美味。
A lot of times we may feel that there's a lot of benefits and attractiveness in our lives.
可是当我们经历过之后，也觉得不过如此。
But after going through it, after having it,
人生如梦。
It feels like it was a dream. It's kind of in vain.
第五节跟第六节，又讲人生如花草。
In verse 5 and verse 6, also, it continues to describe that lives are like a new grass.
因为花会凋谢，草会枯干。
And flowers.Because flowers and grasses will wither and dry.
我们有时候看这个昙花，晚上开得很漂亮，过没几个钟头就凋谢了。
We often see that certain type of flowers they bloom during the daytime, however at night they wither.
所以我们称作昙花一现。
That's why a lot of times lives are described like a blooming flower but withering at night.
有的花就开得很久。
A lot of some flowers, however, are blooms for a long time.
比如说这个蝴蝶，这个兰花，兰花就开得很久。
Just like the
orchid flower.
所以这个，但是开的。久或者开得短，总是会凋谢的。
But no matter how long they last, how long the flowers last, one day they will all wither.
因为生命是有限。
because our life are limited.
哦，今天报纸也有写，啊，这个宋美龄106岁，哦，也是要走啊。
There's a newspaper article on this person who's like 106 years old.
生命就像花草。
And one day this person will pass away.
花会凋谢，草会枯干。
Our lives are like grasses and flowers because one day, just like the grasses and flowers, it shall wither.
哦，所以摩西啊，在这里在描述这个人生之诗啊，描写得很实在。
And here Moses uses these things to describe life, and it is very true in his descriptions.
那第九节说啊，
in verse 9 it says,
我们经过的年日啊，在你的震怒之下。
All our days pass away under your wrath.
我们度尽的年岁啊，有如一声叹息。
We finish our years with a moan.
我们中国字啊，都有它的意义。
Every Chinese characters has its meaning.
啊，比如说，哎，长寿这个寿字。
Just like the word longevity.
长寿应该是生命很长啊。
The word longevity in Chinese means that one shall live a long time.
那你看这个寿字哈，最底下就是一寸口啊。
But yeah,
人就是这一口气了。
The way you write the character longevity in Chinese has a mouth.
你有这一
in it.
你有这一口气就能活着啊。
Which means that in order for one to live a long life, you have to have a breath of air within you through your mouth.
哦，所以生命也像一声叹息。
So life has been described like a breath.
啊，第十节说啊，一生的年日是七十岁。
Verse 10 it says the length of our days is 70 years.
啊，强壮的是到八十啊。
Or 80 if we have the strength.
但是其中所夸口的是什么？
But what can they boast about during their lives?
啊，真的是劳苦愁烦。
They can only boast about troubles and sorrows.
转眼成空。
And everything passes away quickly.
如灰而去。
Everything flies away and vanishes.
啊，其实生命有很多劳苦。
Indeed, we do have a lot of troubles and sorrows in our lives.
哦，所以七八十年就过去了。
So, average person, their lifespan will pass after 70 or 80 years old.
啊，所以有人说，人生就是生老病死之苦。
And some people describe life as illnesses and troubles and sorrows.
啊，创世纪有一个古圣徒叫做雅各。
There is a person by the name of Jacob in the Old Testament.
啊，他也说啊，我一生的年日又短又苦。
He once said that my entire lifespan is short and troublesome.
哦，但是他也活了147岁。
But he actually lived for 147 years old.
当我们看这个创世纪第五章啊，
When we look at Genesis chapter 5,
有一位最长寿的马土沙拉。
There is a person that lived the longest.
啊，他活了969岁。
And he lived 960 years.
这个是圣经里面最长寿的人。
And this person, according to the Bible, is the longest living human.
969岁也走了。
969 years after he passed.
啊，所以生命是有限的。
So still lives are limited.
因为这个缘故啊。
And because of this,
我们要懂得去数算。
We must learn to count our days.
啊，看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。啊，这边说啊。
Here it tells us.
我们要去数算自己的日子。
That we must number our days.
如果你活一百岁的话。
If we can live for 100 years.
啊，就是。一生就是36,500天哦。
Then you'll live a total of 36,500 days.
如果你口袋有36,500块，一天花一块。
If you have $36,500 in your pocket and you spend a dollar a day,
你慢慢花也是会花完。
If you spend it slowly, you will end up spending it all.
所以有时候我们把生命啊，用十年十年来算。
A lot of times people count their lives by decades.
第一个十年是孩童的时候。
The first 10 years are when they are children.
天真无邪。
They're very naive and very not knowledgeable of anything.
无忧无虑。
No worries, no trouble.
第二个十年。
The second 20 years.
年轻活泼。
They are in their youth and very vibrant.
第三个十年。
The third
他有他的前程。
There may be accomplishments in one's life.
他有光明的前途。
And their future is very prosperous.
第四个十年已经到中年了。
The fourth decade, that one has reached his middle age.
第五个十年，身体也渐渐在走下坡。
At the 50-year mark, your health starts to decline.
那第六个十年。觉得不如从前了。
And then this, when it comes to 60th year, then you will feel that you are not like your youth.
所以有人说啊，六十看年，七十看月，八十就看天。
That's why some people say that when you're 60, you look at your years. When you're 70, you look at night. And when
you count by
month, and then with 80, you will count by days.
因为人的年岁啊，就是让我们去思想很多问题。
And looking at our age will cause us to ponder about a lot of things.
六十看年就是说，今年还在，明年不一定在呢。
And when you're 60 years old, you will look at your age, and you may feel that this year you may still live, but next year you may not.
七十看月，这个月在，下个月不一定在。
When you're 70, you may see not find yourself still around after the next month.
八十看天啊。
When you're 80, your life goes by day by day.
今天在，明天不一定在。
Today you're still living, maybe you're not tomorrow.
那九十可能就看小时了。
When you're 90, it probably goes by the hour.
其实哦，生命真的是变化万千啊。
And there's a vast array of different changes in our lives.
当然有些人啊，神祝福他身体很健康。
Of course, there are people that have received God's blessings and they are very healthy.
像摩西120岁也是眼睛不昏花的。
And just like Moses, when he was 120 years old, he had still clear vision.
但是也不是说年轻人就不会死。
But that doesn't mean that young people will not die.
因为这个是生命的问题。
Because it has to do with the question of our lives.
我们今天活在这个世界上。
Today we are living in this world.
当我们为生活劳碌奔波。
When we labor for our daily living.
这样来拼命努力。
When we give 110% and strive for our life,
我们不能失去人生的方向。
We cannot lose track of the direction of our lives.
不能在生活当中迷失自己。
We cannot lose ourselves in our daily strivings.
要好好去数算。
We must count our days.
你会得到智慧。
Because you will gain wisdom in the process.
今天人不断的忙碌。
Today, mankind busy themselves.
为了学问，为了财富。
Whether if it's for to gain knowledge or to gain wealth.
为了地位，为了享乐。
Whether if it's for status or for enjoyment.
为了生活更充实。
Some people strive so that they could be more fulfilled in their lives. Some people do it for the family.
人的生活就像陀螺，一直在转，一直在转。
Our
陀螺。
Our lives are like a gyro that keeps on spinning.
生活中的忙碌真的像陀螺在转。
And sometimes, we spend so fast, we busy ourselves, we're spinning all the time.
那什么时候就不转了？
So when does this gyro stop?
天下太平就不转了。
Until the world gains peace throughout, then we'll stop spinning.
其实啊，我们世上的人啊，忙不完的。
In actuality, there's no way to actually finish our strivings in this world.
当然，人要劳碌工作，这个是正常的。
Of course, we have to busy ourselves to make a living. That's normal.
我们不能忽略这个生命的问题。
However, we cannot look past the question, the issue of our lives.
所以要思想人生。
So we must think about our lives.
有些人说，现在都活得好好的，谈这个做什么？
Some people may ask that I live very comfortably right now and very happily. Why should I think about this topic?
所以有些人不谈这个死的问题。
That's why some people do not like to talk about death.
但是这个是很现实的事情。
But this is a very realistic issue.
尤其这个华人呢。
Especially Asian people.
有些地区是很迷信的。
A lot of folks are very superstitious.
有的地方医院没有四楼的了。医院没有四楼，一二三就跳到五楼了。
In Asian nations, some buildings don't have the fourth floor. It skips the fourth floor.
因为在医院总是要平安啊，还有住在四楼。
Or like in hospitals, there's not a fourth floor because you want to have peace in the hospital.
有的躺在病床上。
Some patients are lying in their sick bed.
连那个病房也没有四号的。
Even their room numbers, they don't have a room that has starts with a number 4.
明明就住六个人，怎么一二三五六七四号跑到哪里去？
And you look at there's six rooms, but there's not a fourth number 4 room. What happened to it?
因为不喜欢住这个四床。
Because these people do not like to live in a room that's number 4 because the pronunciation in Chinese is
这个都是人的感觉啊。
Death. And that's just a superstition or people's feeling about that issue.
但是我们要去思考啊。
But we must think about it.
圣经里面讲。
From the Bible, it tells us,
今天我们活着。
Today, we are our living.
其实要把这个死放在心上。
We must ponder about the notion of death.
我们来看传道书。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
网招商的家，强如网宴乐的家，因为死是众人的结局。活着的人要将这事放在心上。这边说，死是人的结局。
Here it says that death is the destiny of every man.
活着的人要把这个事放在心上。
The living should take this to heart.
我们来看第八章。
Let's continue with chapter 8.
传道书第八章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
没有人有权利来掌管生命，将生命留住，也没有人有权利来掌管死期，这场征战无人能免。我们没有办法留住生命的。
No one person could death.
因为生命在神的手里。
Or escape death because life, the decision of life is within the hands of God.
古时候有一个大卫王。
In the ancient times, there was a king by the name of David.
他是以色列第二代的君王。
And he was the second king of Israel.
当他临终的时候。
When he was about to depart from this world.
他讲了一句话。
He made a statement.
我们来看列王记上。
Let's look at Second King.
列王记上第二章第一节。
Second King chapter 2 verse 1.
列王记上第二章第一节。
First King chapter 2 verse 1.
大卫的死期临近， 就吩咐他的儿子所罗门，第二节
Verse 2，
我现在要走世人必走的路，你要刚强堕诈丈夫。大卫啊，他已经要临终的时候，
When David was about to pass away，
啊，他说我要走世人必走的路。
He says that I'm about to go the way of all the earth，
世人必走的，而不是外面的马路。
And that he's not referring to the roadway outside.
这一条路是生命的路啊。
He's talking about the way of the path of life.
他知道说在世上就是做客旅的。
He realizes that he is only a sojourner.
我现在已经走完人生的道路了。
That he has reached his the destination on earth.
啊，要回到神那里去。
And that it is his time to return back to God.
所以他很清楚。
So he is very clear on this issue.
哦，所以死并不可怕。
Death is not a very scary thing.
而是你要对死有认识。
It's just that you have to understand death.
对生命有了解。
You have to understand life.
那你对信仰就有更深一层的追求。
Then you will have a deeper understanding and pursuit in your faith.
我们看到万里长城今天还在。
We see that a Great Wall of China still exists.
秦始皇不在了。
But the king that built it is no longer existing.
金字塔还在。
The pyramids in Egypt, they still exist.
法老王不在。
But the pharaohs are all dead.
古代的君王。
We see that the ancient kings,
他活着的时候,
when they were living in this earth,
尤其是登基做王的时候,
especially when they just step up to their throne,
他就想到他有一条路要走,
they realize that there's only one path for them to tread on, which is just this path.
所以他就开始建造陵寝了。
That's why he prepares himself for that day.To come.
因为眼睛一闭看不到。
Because the day that he closes his eyes, he will not see it.
所以君王啊，他就活着的时候就要看怎么样来建造这个陵寝。
And that's why a lot of these kings, before they, while they're living, they construct their tombs or their places that they will be buried.
有人到这个西安去看这个兵马俑。
Some people visited that burial site of this of a king.
看到这个秦始皇的时候。
And when they witnessed the burial site.
他为什么建造这个兵马俑？
Why did they have so many sculptures of soldiers and chariots in his tomb?
他想到说他活着的时候是君王，他死了以后。他还要一样。
The king at that time did so because he figured that while he was living in this world, he is the king, but he would like to take all these with him when he's dead as well. So he did not want to die as well.
他也是走了。
But still, the inevitable happened. He still passed away. Why?
因为这是定命。
Because that's our destiny.
看希伯来书。
Let's take a look at Hebrews.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
九章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
九章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死。
According to
死后且有审判。这边说按着定命。
And here says we are all destined.
这个亚历山大大帝年轻的时候得了这个病。
Alexander the Great, when he was young, he had this illness.
他知道他必会死。
And he at that time realized that he was about to die.
所以他死的时候啊，死之前就交代他的臣仆。
So before he departed from this world, he instructed his servants.
在他的棺木啊挖两个洞。
That they shall dig two holes in his tomb.
让他的百姓啊，知道说他是空空的来，也空空的去了。
And the meaning behind this is that he wanted to send a message to his people that he came to this world empty-handed, and he will depart from this world empty-handed.
无论是君王或者平民
，No matter if you're a peasant or if you're a king,
死是最公平的。
Death is equal to all.
因为这是定命。
Because we are all destined to die.
人人都有一死。
Everyone will have a part with death one day.
但是死了不是算了。
But after we die, it does not end there.
这边说死后又有审判。
And here it says after death there's judgment.
当然有的宗教思想里面。
Of course, some religion in their thinking,
theory, 有这个有的有轮回观念。
Some people believe in reincarnation.
他的目的是要劝人为善。
And their intention is to preach to people so that they could.
但是他没有引导我们路怎么走了。
Do good deeds, but they do not guide you as to how to tread on this path.
那有的说将来到西天。
Some people say that you will go to this West world.
其实它这个是一个哲理。
And in actuality, this is a type of theology.
因为它不是一种得救的一个方向。
Because it is not an actual way of getting saved.
为什么说是哲理呢
？Why do we say that that's just a theory or theory?
因为古代的人呐、有一种思想观念。
Because in ancient times, everyone had this misconception.
人出生的时候好像太阳出来。
That when a person is born, they are like the rising sun.
年轻的时候日正当中。
And when they are in their youth, the sun is just rising.
年老的时候就是太阳快下山了。
And when they're about to, in their elder age, then the sun is coming down.
太阳下山就归西了。
And of course, when the sun comes down, it casts in the west.
所以用这种哲理去讲到这个西方的一个观念。
So that's why from that theory, they deduce that one would go to the West.
我们中国有一位庄子他曾经这样说。
In Chinese, there's a philosopher, 庄子。
他说生即死归了，生就是寄居，死就是归回。
So young and the death is going to return.
我们活在这个世上是寄居做客旅的。
He said that while we're living on this world, we are just like a traveler.
死就是归回。
And when we die, basically it means we went home.
那因为有审判的事。
And because we have a judgment after we die.
所以耶稣基督来到世上。
That's why Jesus Christ came to this world.
就是要救我们脱离这个罪恶。
To save us from our sins.
来败坏这个掌死权的魔鬼。
So that he could defeat the grasp of Satan.
所以圣经告诉我们。
That's why the Bible tells us.
我们如果信了耶稣。
If we believe in Jesus.
我们就不怕死了。
Then we will not fear death.
我们看二章十四节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
希伯来书二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
而你既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并且释放那一些一生因为怕死而为奴仆的人。我们世人是握在恶者手下。
Everyone was once under the power of death.
因为罪的工价就是死吗？
And because the conclusion of sin is death.
那今天魔鬼掌权啊。
And today the Satan controls this world.
那人做罪的奴仆啊，就被死拘禁了。
And humans, mankind are slavery of death, and therefore controlled by Satan.
耶稣来到世上。
And after Jesus came to this world,
啊，他成全救恩。
He has fulfilled his salvation.
在十字架上。
He has died on the cross.
主耶稣从死里又复活。
Jesus resurrected from death.
啊，把这个不朽的生命就彰显出来。
And he has manifested his eternal flesh.
所以让信靠他的人就不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that those who believe in him will not fear death, but rather have eternity.
啊，所以。信靠耶稣啊，可以得到释放。
Those who believe in Jesus will receive freedom.
我们可以胜过死亡。
We will overcome death.
所以哥林多前书这样说啊。
That's why in 1 Corinthians it says.
看哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
啊，十五章的。啊，这个五十三节，啊，五十五节。
Verse 55。
哥林多前书十五章五十五节。
Chapter 15, verse 55。
啊，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
56。
感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督就能得胜。所以在耶稣里面可以胜过死亡。
So from these verses we see that we can overcome death in Jesus Christ.
那什么叫做胜过死亡呢？
What does it mean by overcoming death?
我们这个肉体啊，是归于尘土的。
Our physical flesh will become dust.
啊，但是信耶稣啊，这个灵魂可以得永生。
However, believing Jesus Christ, our spirit will receive salvation.
如果我们没有信耶稣，
If we do not believe in Jesus,
我们在世上是做客旅的。
We are sojourners on this world.
这个肉体归尘土。
Once our physical flesh it becomes dust.
肉体的死又有灵命的死。
Then also our spirit will also die as well.
那将来就要受永远的刑罚，就是审判。
Then later we will be judged and be judged of our sins.
那我们今天信靠耶稣啊，虽然肉体在世上是寄居的。有一天归回尘土，可是灵魂可以得救。
But today, after believing in Christ, even though physically we will one day die, and our physical flesh will become dust, but our spirit will be resurrected and will be saved.
啊，所以主耶稣啊，他讲了很有名的话。
That's why Jesus has this famous saying.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's take a look at John, Gospel of John.
约翰福音十四章。
Gospel of John, chapter 14.
十四章，第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰福音十四章第一节。
John chapter 14, verse 1.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，如果没有，我早就告诉你们。我去为你们预备地方，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里也叫你们在那里。我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对主说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？第六节。耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，如果不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。我们人生在世有三个问题。
There's three problems in our lifetime in this world.
一个就是人从哪里来。
One or questions that is, the first question is where do humans come from?
啊，第二个就是活在世上有什么目的。
The second question is what is our purpose in this life?
啊，第三就是将来往哪里去。
And the third question is where do we go after death?
我们知道人是从神来的。
We know that we are all from God.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
我们活在世上要尽本分。
When we are in this world living, we have to pay our duty.
要敬畏神。
We have to respect God.
要认识他。
We have to understand him.
遵守神的吩咐。
And keep his commandments.
那能够尽虔度日。
And we must live our life with reverence.
将来往哪里去？
And what about where do we go in the future?
圣经有一卷叫做传道书。
And there's a book called Ecclesiastes in the Bible.
他说有一天我们肉体就归尘土了。
It says that one day our physical flesh will become dust.
灵就归到士灵的神那里去了。
And our spirit will return back to where it belongs, which is God.
所以主耶稣告诉我们这一条道路。
So God has shown us this life.
所以当主耶稣从死复活之后
when Jesus Christ resurrected,
这个门徒啊就起来为主耶稣做见证。
The apostles and disciples stood up and testified for Jesus.
然后传福音。
And preach out the gospel.
那有人听到耶稣是救主。
And when people heard that Jesus is the Savior,
他已经复活了。
And that he has resurrected.
所以有人听了以后觉得说很感动。
So some folks at that time were touched.
就问说我们当怎么行啊？
And they ask, what should we do then?
我们来看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2,
37节
verse 37.
使徒行传二章三十七节
chapter 2 verse 37.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得跟其他的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
39.
这边告诉我们。
Here tells us
得救的道路怎么行啊？
Here tells us the path of salvation.
第一个要悔改。
First, we must repent.
就是要离开偶像，归向真神。
We must cast away our idols and return back to God.
要离弃黑暗，归向光明。
We must depart from darkness and turn towards the light.
要离开罪恶。
We must depart from our sins.
生命能够更新。
We must live a new life.
那也要奉主耶稣的名受洗。
Also, we must be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
信耶稣洗礼的目的就是赦罪。
To believe in Jesus and to be baptized.
罪得赦免就成为神的儿女。
And our sins shall be cleansed. After that, we shall be called the children of God.
才能回到天父那里去。
Then we can be return to the kingdom of God.
而且要领受圣灵。
But we also have to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the passport to our inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
这个是我们必须要去追求的。
We must pursue after this.
有一个年长者。
There once was an elderly person.
有一天晚上来找耶稣。
One night he came to the church to search for Jesus.
因为他有这种求道的精神。
Because he had an attitude of looking for God.
所以耶稣就跟他谈论得救的道理。
So Jesus actually discussed with him the gospel of
salvation. 我们来看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰福音三章第一节
John chapter 3 verse 1
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母是犹太人的官这人夜里来见耶稣说拉比我们知道你是从神那里来做师父的因为你所行的神迹如果没有神同在没有人能行耶稣回答说我实实在在告诉你人若不重生就不能见神的国尼哥底母说人已经老了怎么重生呢岂能再进母腹生出来吗耶稣说我实实在在告诉你人如果不是从水和圣灵重生就不能进神的国从肉身生的就是肉身从灵生的就是灵我说你们必须重生你不要以为稀奇主耶稣跟尼哥底母谈得救的道理
Jesus here talks about the gospel salvation to Nicodemus
这个尼哥底母他有思想会去探索生命的问题
Nicodemus was thinking about his life therefore he wanted to search for
寻找人生的答案
search for the answers of life
所以他来找耶稣
that's why he came to Jesus
那耶稣就跟他教导他得救的道理。
So Jesus taught him the way to salvation.
我们人在世上
，When we are in this world，
本来就是寄居的。
We are just temporarily here.
但是将来有天国的盼望。
And but we all have the hope of heaven and kingdom in the future.
所以耶稣说你要从水重生。
That's why Jesus says that we all have to be born of water.
要从圣灵重生。
And water and spirit.
什么叫做水的重生？
What does it mean by being born of water?
水的重生就是洗礼啦。
That means to be baptized.
洗礼是赦罪的功效。
Baptism will wash away our sins.
一般的人看认为洗礼是在神、在人、在天使、魔鬼面前做见证。
So, most people believe that baptism is a testimony before God, angels, and Satan, and humans.
我们知道洗礼是赦罪的。
We all know that.Baptism washes away our sins.
它不是形式的。
It's not a formality.
所以我们教会在洗礼的时候。
And that is why our church, when we perform baptism,
有时候有神迹，有时候有看到异象。
Sometimes there's people that will see miracles or visions.
有的人看到水变成血。
Some people have seen that the water has turned into blood.
这个是很奇妙的见证。
And these are very miraculous.
让我们知道说洗礼的功效。
To further confirm that the effectiveness of baptism.
那洗礼之后也要领受圣灵。
After being baptized, we must receive the Holy Spirit.
以弗所书第一章说，圣灵是得基业的凭据。
Ephesians chapter 1 says that in order for us to receive the inheritance of God, we must have the Holy Spirit.
好像说我们成为一个国家的公民。
Just like we have to become a citizen to a nation.
也要有他相关的证件。
You must have your passport.
今天主耶稣赐圣灵给我们。
Today, Lord Jesus Christ will grant the Holy Spirit to us.
就是给我们做凭据。
That's basically our citizenship.
我们人生就是寄居做帐篷啊。
And we still continue as a sojourner on this world.
所以哥林多这个后书里面这样写。
That's why in 2 Corinthians it is.
看哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多后书第五章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷如果拆毁了，就必得到神所造的，不是人的手所造的，是在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里面叹息，声响得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身。我们在这帐篷里面叹息劳苦，并会愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫我们这必死的被生命吞灭了。为此陪着我们的就是神，他又是圣灵给我们做凭据。信仰是有凭据的。
Faith, our faith will have.A deposit guaranteeing us.
圣灵就是凭据。
The Holy Spirit is that deposit.
地上的帐篷是什么？
What does it mean that the tent of this world?
就是我们的肉体了。
That means our physical flesh.
天上的房屋是什么？
And what is a heavenly dwelling?
就是复活的灵体了。
And that is our spiritual body.
所以我们将来有得救的盼望。
So in the future, we will have the hope.
就是借着耶稣基督。
A future, and it's through Lord Jesus Christ.
但是你信耶稣啊，要把握机会。
But when we believe in Jesus Christ, we must, grasp onto our opportunities.
主耶稣曾经讲过一段故事。
Jesus once told a story.
说有一个财主死了，拉撒路也死了。
And there once was a wealthy person died, also Nazareth died at the same time.
这个拉撒路在亚伯兰的怀里。
And Lazarus died in Abraham's bosom.
那财主到阴间受痛苦。
But on the other hand, this wealthy person went to Hades.
那这个财主在阴间受痛苦的时候。
And when this wealthy person was in Hades, going through his trials.
他跟亚伯兰说，叫拉撒路回去告诉他家里的人，不要来这个地方啊。
He told Abraham to tell the family members of his family members not to come to this place.
主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候
，When Jesus Christ spoke of this parable，
这个也是在告诉我们
，It was meant to tell us，
你活着的时候。你要把握机会。
That while we are living, we must cherish our time in this world.
这个生命一结束啊。
because once our life ends,
有时候机会流失了。
Once we do not cherish this one opportunity,
就很遗憾。
Then we will regret.
我们来看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
十二章二十三十五节。
Verse 35.
约翰福音十二章三十五节。
John chapter 12, verse 35.
耶稣对他们说：“光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应该趁着有光行走。”免得黑暗临到你们，那在黑暗里面行走的不知道往哪里去。你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。趁着有光，一方面是指着趁着你活着的时候。
While there is light, in other words, while you are still living.
也是说趁着你有机会的时候。
Or,While you have the opportunity,
趁着主耶稣的门，恩典的门开的时候
，while that the grace door of Jesus Christ is still open for us,
有些事情哈是要把握机会的。
Some things we must cherish opportunities,
因为生命不是我们在掌握嘛。
Because we do not control our lifespan.
所以有人说哈，机会是秃头的，有时候你要抓都抓不到。
秃头。
因为他没有头发，抓不到他。
Some people say that opportunities is like a hairless head person.
有头发有时候要抓还抓得到，机会都没有头发。
Because it's slippery and you cannot really grasp onto it.
有时候很难抓住它了。
Which basically means that it's very hard to hold on to it.
所以有个故事这样说。
That's why there's a story.
所以有个人啊，有一天梦见一个机会。
That one day there is a man who dreamt of an opportunity.
他是一道门。
And he dreamt of a door.
他从机会的门走进去以后。
And he walked through the door of opportunity.
他就看到很多机会。
He saw a lot of opportunities in front of him.
读书的机会。
There's opportunities of studying.
他逛过来逛过去，看到读书也辛苦哦。
But then he was considering it, but decided that it's very laborious to study.
等到他想要进去的时候。
When he was about to enter it,
这个门关起来了。
The door closed.
他又逛到第二个门。
Then he went to the second door.
这个工作的机会。
It's a door of the opportunity of work.
三百六十行，行行出状元。
And every type of work, one could be successful in any type of field.
他晃来晃去，不知道晃哪一行。
But he's wavering between what field that he should go into.
这个门又关起来了。
So the door closed.
他又晃到第三个门去了。
And he went to the third door.
婚姻。
The door,
婚姻也是机会。
Marriage is considered an opportunity as well.
想过来想过去，结婚好，有时候不结婚也很好。
Some people waver between whether to get married or not. They see the pros and cons.
是晃来晃去，又关起来了。
But because of the wavering and indecisiveness, the door closed again.
晃到另外一个门。
Then he went to another door.
看到那个这个门啊，没有写东西了。
But the store did not have any writings over it.
他想说这个门是什么门啊？
So he thought to himself, what opportunity is this?
他想说，我总要进去看看吧。
So I have to step in and go in to see.
等到他走进去的时候，
Once he steps in,
越走越黑，越走越暗。
It became very dark, and the more further he went in, the darker it became.
越走越深啊。
It was deeper and deeper.
忽然间在黑暗中亮了两个字。
All of a sudden, in the darkness, there's two words that came to light.
就是死亡。
It said death.
哇，他想冲出来啊。
He wanted to flee. He wanted to escape from that door.
但是门已经关了。
But the door closed behind him.
死亡抓住他。
Death.Caught on to him.
机会是这样欸。
So it is like opportunities are in our lives are like this parable.
有些时候。
Sometimes.
你要知道救恩也是机会。
We have to understand that salvation is a type of
opportunity. 所以主耶稣说趁着有光信从这光。
So while there's still life, believe in the light.
从今生到来世。
From today to tomorrow,
只有一个桥梁。
There's only one bridge or one path.
就是耶稣是中保。
Which is Jesus Christ.
从今生到来世
from today and to the life after,
你只有一个方法
there's only one path,
就是借着洗礼
that is through the baptism,
能够罪得赦免
so that our sins may be washed away,
能够进到神的面前
so that we may be cleansed in front of God,
从今生要到来世
from today to the life after,
你有一个凭据
we must have a deposit,
这个得救的凭据就是圣灵
and this deposit shall be the Holy Spirit,
这是主耶稣给我们的答案
and this is the answers of our questions from
Jesus Christ.
所以信
主啊神使人有盼望
so those who believe in Christ have hope while they're about to die.
他可以认识人生的道理跟生命的问题
because they truly understand clearly of the teaching of life and also death.
有一次我遇到教会一个信徒
One time I ran into a church member.
他说他有以前啊有一个日本的好朋友
He said that he had a Japanese friend once.
因为他不久前啊过世了
And this friend of his, not so long ago, had passed away.
参加他的告别式。
So he attended his friend's memorial service.
他去参加告别式的时候。
When he was attending the memorial service.
大家就到这个墓园的地方为这个朋友送葬。
A lot of people went to the burial site to bid their friends farewell.
那这个墓园很漂亮。
And this burial site was very beautiful.
这个外面有一个牌楼。
And there was,
墓园的入口处有一个牌楼。
And at the entrance to the site, there's built a bunch of.
那这个牌楼
arcade. Okay, there's an arcade.
这个牌楼一进去的时候就写了，今天是我了。
And on top of this arcade, it says, today is me. Is mine.
他还是不大了解。
He didn't really understand what that phrase.
怎么这个牌楼写这个字
？Why did I what is the meaning of that phrase？
那这个他的朋友安葬之后，他们就出来了。
After they buried his friends, they came out.
他就一直怀念着这个朋友的事情。
So he was he kept on thinking about the past.
就走着走着走到这个刚刚进口的地方要出口了。
So when he was about to depart from the entrance,
等到他抬头一看
，and when he lifted his head up and saw
这个环面又写着明天是你。
And saw the reverse side of the arcade saying that tomorrow is yours.
他忽然间哦，就愣在那里。
So all of a sudden he stood under there and was kind of dumbed.
这个墓园啊，怎么写的那么现实
？Why did the cemetery have such a phrases that's so realistic?
今天是我。
Today is yours.
我的好朋友。
And today, this person is my friend.
明天是你。
Tomorrow is yours.
其实我们有很多很多明天呢。
We may have a lot of tomorrows.
但是我们要活着有盼望。
However, we must live each day with hope.
我们总要去数算得到智慧的心。
We must number and count our days so we can receive wisdom.
你就会发现说，在主耶稣里面。
Then you'll realize that in the Lord Jesus Christ,
你是有盼望的人。
That you are a person that have faith.
圣经里面有一个耶伯。
There is a person by the name of Job.
他的生命当中哦，经历很多患难。
In his lifespan, he encountered a lot of tribulations.
他那时候讲了一句话。
And during his tribulations, he said one phrase.
我们看耶伯记。
Let's turn to Book of Job.
耶伯记十九章。
Book of Job, chapter 19.
十九章二十六节。
Chapter 19, verse 26.
好，我们先看二十五节。
Starting from verse 25.
我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神，因为
我们有一位耶稣基督。
Because we have Jesus Christ.
啊，他已经从死里复活了。
He has already risen from death.
成为我们得救的凭据。
He has became the tool of our salvation.
啊，所以如果我们皮肉灭绝
，when our physical flesh
我们可以在肉体之外得见神。
But yet we will see God, beyond our flesh and spirit.
哦，所以我们活着，我们的生命是很安然、很坦荡的。
With that, when we are living this world, we are in peace.
我们是有平安、有喜乐、有盼望的。
We have peace, we have joy, and we also have hope.
我们不但今生有依靠。
Not only that we have reliance in
我们来世有盼望
but in the future we also have hope.
啊，因为主耶稣跟你同在
because Lord Jesus Christ abide with you.
也因为你信靠他，与他同行
and because you believe in him and you walk with him.
愿主耶稣祝福我们
may the Lord Jesus Christ bless us all.
啊，让我们在今生的时候都有主与我们同在
so that we all could haveGod's abidance with us while we're living.
让我们的生命就是藏在主里面。
And so that all of our lives will be within the life of Jesus Christ.
啊，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
180首。
Sing hymn 180. Please be seated.
啊，非常感谢我们诸位朋友啊，能够拨时间来参加我们圣何西教会的布道会。
We thank God that we have friends and relatives today that could spare some time to be with us at San Jose Church.
我们虽然布道会在今天晚上告一段落
，even though that our evangelical service will conclude tonight.
啊，但是我们还是非常诚恳的欢迎你来继续查考。啊，这个得救的真理。
However, we still sincerely invite everyone
跟我们一起同享福音的好处
to study the Bible and also to receive the same blessings
那我们接着要来祷告
Now we will pray together
我们信仰可以借着祷告来体验神的恩典
Through our prayer, we may experience faith
我们天上的真神就是主耶稣
Our Heavenly Father is Lord Jesus Christ
他爱我们也知道我们每一个人的需要
He loves us and knows every one of our needs.
他愿意将最宝贵的福分来临到我们跟我们的家。
And he is willing to give his most precious to us.
只要你诚心地向他祈求。
As long as we pray to him with sincerity.
必定能够得着。
We will receive it.
我们也求主开我们的心门
We also ask God to open our hearts
加添我们的信心
And fortify our faith
让我们有属灵的智慧
So that we have spiritual wisdoms
能够认识神能够明白圣经的真理
And that we can understand God and also understand the words in the Bible
信仰可以从两个方向来追求
We can pursue faith in two ways
第一个就是真理要查考
The firstway is that we must study the truth.
你可以借着听道理或者查考圣经。
We could study the Bible or also listen to sermons.
那第二个方法就是借着体验，就是透过祷告。
The second way is through experience, and that is through prayer.
你可以领受神的恩典。
You can actually receive the blessings and grace from God.
那神给人的恩典很多。
And there's a lot of types of grace and blessings from God.
像最直接的，我们祷告的时候可以得到圣灵。
The most direct is that when we pray, we can receive the Holy Spirit.
我们也可以体验到这个神施恩帮助我们。
We also could feel or experience that.
或者你身体欠安也可以祷告。
God helping us, or that when you're ill or not feeling well, you also can pray for God's healing.
你有内心的难处，有家庭的困难，你都可以祷告。
When you have obstacles in your heart or family troubles, you can ask God to help.
因为主耶稣他会担当我们的一切。
Because God will take on all of our sorrows and troubles.
所以福音要救一切相信的人。
The gospel of salvation will save everyone.
只要你有信心。
As long as you have faith.
必定能够得着。
And you will receive what you ask for.
那我们祷告的时候。
When we pray.
我们是向天上的神祷告。
We're praying to our heavenly God.
所以我们是跪着。
So that's why we kneel down.
是跪在神的面前。
We kneel down in front of God.
那神看人的心。
God observes our hearts.
所以你闭着眼睛。专心的祷告。
So we close our eyes and concentrate in our prayers.
手掌合着。
We hold our hands together.
就这样来祈求。
So then we pray, put on our prayer request.
我们第一句话就是奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We start the prayer by saying the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
接着就是念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then you can say Hallelujah, praise to praise God.
这是圣经主耶稣教导我们的。
This is the method that the Bible has taught us to pray.
那祷告结束的时候就念阿门就。
After your prayer, you can conclude by saying Amen.
如果你还没有得到圣灵，你就念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，这样就可以了。
If you have not received the Holy Spirit, all you have to say is just Hallelujah to praise God.
那我们尽可能念出声。
As much as possible, voice your praises to God.
迫切的祈求。
And pray with sincerity.
你可以得到圣灵的。
You will receive the Holy Spirit.
我们早上有一个伯伯，他就很认真的祷告。
And this morning we had a friend that was praying very fervently.
所以他早上就得到圣灵。
So this morning he received the Holy Spirit.
他灵言就很流利。
And he was very crisp in his spiritual tongue.
舌头一直跳动。
And he was speaking tongue in tongue.
你得到圣灵，你自己很清楚。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, it'll be very clear to you.
那圣灵是得救的一个凭据。
And Holy Spirit is the evidence of our salvation. Also, it is a promise of God. So you can receive and experience.
他会帮助你的。
The Spirit will help you.
好，那我们现在就一起来祷告。
So now we will all pray together.
我们要祈求灵恩可以到前面来。
Those who wishes to pray for the Holy Spirit, could come to the front to pray.
如果你不方便跪着，你可以坐在第一排的地方。
If it's not convenient for you to kneel down, you can sit in the first row to pray as well.
我们很盼望你把握这个机会。
We hope that you can cherish this opportunity.
只要你有心，主耶稣会施恩给你。
As long as you have the heart, Jesus Christ will bless you.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray.